Since all of our episode topics come from listener suggestions, we feel like we know our listeners pretty well. One thing our listeners are super curious about, second only to animals, is the human body and how it works. It's only April, and we've already learned about muscles and belly buttons this year. When it comes to our bodies, all of us are unique and beautiful. If you think about it, it's our differences that make us so interesting. Can you imagine if everyone in the entire world looked exactly like you, with no differences whatsoever? That might sound like fun at first, but it would probably be so boring. The differences between us are what allow each of us to go through life with different experiences, allowing all of us to leave our mark on the world in a different way. Today, we are going to learn about people that have bodies that are slightly different than most, but those differences help them experience the world in a special way, thanks to a little help from something called prosthetics.
Double mailbag!
Double mailbag! Hello! This is Juniper, age 5, from Seattle, Washington. I have two suggestions for podcast episodes. First, please get curious about Curious Kid Podcast. Why did you create the podcast, and why do you want to get curious about everything? Second, I'm curious about prosthetic limbs. What kind of prosthetics can people get? What are they made of? Keep up the great work, Juniper and her mom. Hi, Olivia and Jacob. I'm Ava from San Antonio, Texas. Can you please get curious about prosthetics? I love, with 17 O's, your podcast. Thank you from Ava.
Wowee! Those were two amazing emails. We can't wait to learn a ton about prosthetics this week for Juniper and Ava.
There is so much to learn, and we are very lucky to have a special guest that will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Her name is Lindsay, and she works closely with people that have limb loss and limb difference.
When we talk about limbs, we are talking about parts of the body, mostly arms and legs. There are many people that have limb loss, meaning that they don't have all or part of a limb or limbs, or limb difference, which means that their limbs are a bit different.
Limb loss and limb difference actually impacts millions of people around the world. It can occur because someone may be born with limb loss or limb difference, or there may be an accident or disease that results in limb loss or limb difference. Those without the normal use of their arms and legs can struggle to do everyday activities that many of us take for granted.
For many years, the options for people with limb loss and limb difference were limited. Thankfully, there are lots of options available today, including the use of advanced prosthetics.
A prosthetic device is something that takes place of a missing or different limb and often helps play the same role as that limb.
The word prosthetic comes from Greek. When translated to English, it means addition. That definition totally makes sense.
There is evidence of prosthetics being used as many as 3,000 years ago, although prosthetics back then were very different than the amazing prosthetic devices being used today. Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, the earliest evidence of a prosthetic was found on an Egyptian mummy. The prosthetic was made of leather and wood. Can you guess which body part the prosthetic was used to replace?
While you're thinking of the answer, let's learn a bit more about the history of prosthetics. In ancient Rome, there are accounts of warriors who used prosthetics made of iron and wood to make artificial arms and legs.
Even though prosthetics were being used thousands of years ago, they were basically used for cosmetic reasons only. In other words, they would simply replace a missing limb, but they weren't able to provide any of the function of the missing limb.
That all changed starting in the 1500s with the French Renaissance. That's when prosthetics became functional. Ambroise Pare, who was a French surgeon, made prosthetics with harnesses and knee lock controls so that they functioned more like actual limbs. He also used materials that were lighter and softer, such as leather and paper, leading to more comfort as well. He even made ocular prosthesis, creating artificial eyes using things like glass, porcelain, gold, and silver.
I want to tell everybody about the amazing story of James Edward Hanger. He was born in Virginia in 1843, and he was studying engineering in college when the Civil War started. He was seriously injured in the opening days of the Civil War when he was hit in the left leg by a 6-pound ball that made impact close to his knee. The injury was so bad that the surgeons that were treating him thought that an amputation was necessary. An amputation is when a limb is removed by surgery. The surgeons removed James Edward Hanger's left leg, starting at 7 inches below the hip bone. At the time, prosthetics were very expensive. They were extremely uncomfortable, and they often didn't help perform tasks any easier. He felt helpless when he said these words.
I cannot look back upon those days in the hospital without a shudder. No one can know what such a loss means unless he has suffered a similar catastrophe. In the twinkling of an eye, life's fondest hopes seemed dead. I was the prey of despair. What could the world hold for a maimed, crippled man?
Hanger tried hard to find a job, but didn't have success. He tried to become a jeweler and a teacher, but nothing stuck. He was given a prosthetic after his injury, but it was painful and useless. With his knowledge of engineering, he decided that he should do something about the sad state of prosthetics at the time. He created a better prosthetic limb using oak barrel staves, bumpers made of rubber, and nails. His prosthetic, called the Hanger limb, was able to bend at the knee and ankle. He opened a store in Virginia with his brother, selling prosthetics to other soldiers wounded during the Civil War. In addition to being more functional than previous prosthetics, the Hanger limb was affordable for many, costing anywhere from $150 to $200 per limb. Hanger's prosthetic company grew in the years following the Civil War to major cities like Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. Many years after the Civil War, when World War I broke out, James Edward Hanger traveled to Europe to assist wounded soldiers there and observe how prosthetics in Europe compared to those used in the United States. Making that trip allowed him to grow the influence of his company outside the United States to major cities like London and Paris.
Today, his company helps millions of people across 900 locations in the United States and many more worldwide. We are so lucky to have Lindsay, a certified prosthetic orthotic clinician with Hanger Clinic, join us to answer a few questions. Olivia, take it away.
Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us on Curious Kid Podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you decided to get involved with prosthetics?
Hi, my name is Lindsay Prossy, and I'm a certified prosthetic and orthotic clinician with Hanger Clinic. I work in the Philadelphia area. Every day, I work with those in the limb loss and limb difference community and help determine what we can do to help them reach their daily goals and activities. I became interested in prosthetics when I was in college, and I learned about the field during my time at a physical therapy clinic. I love interacting with those in the community and helping people continue to live fulfilling lives. It's so fun and exciting to be part of our patients' journey and cheer them on as we help them navigate through something that they haven't experienced before.
What is limb loss?
That's a good question to start with, Olivia. Some of the ways people experience limb loss is having a complication from a disease or having cancer that affected that body part. Also, a car accident may result in an injury where limb loss is the result. Sometimes people are born without a body part. This can range from one finger to a few toes. It could be one arm, both arms, really just depends and is unique to that person.
What is a prosthetic and what does a prosthetic help you do?
A prosthetic is a device that provides support in place of the missing body part. Whether it's an arm or a leg, a prosthetic device helps the person do activities that they need to do on a day-to-day basis. That includes walking, opening a door, holding a fork to eat, play with Legos, pretty much anything you can think of. In my job as a clinician, I help by making sure the person gets fit with the best prosthetic device for what they like to do. I see patients in the office, at a hospital, or even sometimes see people at their home to provide services as they learn to use their prosthetic device. We're working closely with surgeons, doctors, and physical therapists. We all work together as a team to help patients recover and use their prosthetic devices safely. Basically, learning, eating, walking, writing, even if they knew how to do it before, they may be learning how to do it a little bit differently now. With the help of a prosthesis, people are able to continue doing their favorite hobbies too. Playing sports, hiking, swimming, playing an instrument, whatever they like to do. On TV, you may even see the Paralympics and a lot of the professional teams for these athletes. You may notice a kid on your own playground that has a prosthetic device. They may be doing something a little bit differently than you, but it's allowing them to continue playing with their friends and doing what they love.
How is a prosthetic device made?
That's a good question too, and the main part of what I do. A prosthetic is made according to what body part is missing, and then how it looks and the material it's made with can change depending on that person, so it's not necessarily a very straightforward answer. Typically, the first step for getting a prosthetic device is to be measured for it. Measurements are taken with a tape measure, and then a cast or a scan is done to make the mold for modifications. The mold is basically a copy of the arm or leg, and it helps to build the prosthetic around it. The mold is shaped to make sure it will be comfortable for the patient. For example, if you feel on your own arm or leg, you may feel bones, and we just make sure that there isn't pressure on those areas. Next is when a clear test socket is made that we can use with the patient to make sure they can move around comfortably with it. The test part is really important, so that way adjustments can be made before making the final device. It's pretty similar to whenever you're trying on shoes at the store and you want to pick the pair that fits the best. You don't want it too tight, you definitely don't want them too loose. But the advantage to our test sockets is that they're clear, so we're able to see what's inside of the socket and how it fits. A fun part about making a prosthetic device that the patient gets to do is choose the pattern or color on their arm or leg. Some people prefer to have it match their skin tone. Others like to have their favorite color or sports team. Superheroes, cartoon characters, and sparkles are definitely not off limits. Once the fitting appointments are complete and we have the right fit, finish up the socket, and then the patient takes it home, and we'll follow up with physical therapy or training to help them use the device. That goes back to maybe needing to learn how to walk again, write, or even getting dressed in the morning. Like I was saying earlier, we follow the patient and continue to work with them to make sure that they're comfortable with their prosthesis and are able to do the things that they need to do in their life. As a patient uses their prosthetic device throughout the years, if something breaks or a new one is needed, or maybe an update is needed to be made, we help with those changes too. Sometimes we start with working with somebody when they're a little kid and follow them the whole way up through when they're an adult.
Can prosthetics help animals?
Yeah, Olivia, animals can use prosthetics too. You may have heard about a dolphin with a prosthetic tail. Her name was Winter. Winter was injured in 2005 after getting caught in a crab trap that resulted in the loss of her tail. Two clinicians that work at Hanger actually helped make Winter's prosthetic tails, so she was able to keep swimming. She wore them for over 15 years. The movie is called Dolphin Tail, and you can watch, and it tells Winter's story, shows how her prosthetic tails helped her, how they made them, and all that fun stuff.
How do differences make us unique?
I love your thought, Olivia. Today we've been talking about people with limb loss that look different than us, and prosthetic devices that help people move around a little bit differently than we do. But similarly, as movement, some differences include sight and hearing. Someone who can't hear may use sign language to communicate, and someone without eyesight may use Braille to read. As you said, differences make us each unique and special in our own way, and honestly, what's better than that? They still enjoy doing the same things you do, and may even show you a new way of playing or trying something else. For example, someone with limb loss may learn to ride a bike differently, but they still enjoy being outside, riding with friends, and they'll be racing you to the end of the street too. If you've ever been to a summer camp, there's this camp called Camp No Limits that takes place across the whole United States, where kids with limb loss and limb difference and their families go and enjoy all sorts of fun adventures. They have zip lining, rock climbing, kayaking, swimming. They also have other prosthetist clinicians like me at the camp that help make sure the kids are safely learning how to take part in all these activities. There's a number of other groups too, just like Camp No Limits, that help show people with disabilities that they're more than capable to participate in sports and activities just like everyone else. This helps build confidence and lets those with limb loss or other disabilities feel included in some of their favorite things.
Wow, that was amazing! A big thanks to Lindsay for giving us a few minutes of her time to answer questions about prosthetics for us. Before we sign off for the week, let's answer the question of the week. The earliest evidence of prosthetics was discovered on a 3,000-year-old Egyptian mummy. Which body part was the prosthetic designed to replace?
It was a prosthetic toe made of wood and leather. In the thousands of years since, prosthetics have really come a long way, helping millions of people around the world live better lives.
The great people at Hanger Clinic and Camp No Limits are helping to make sure that people living with limb loss and limb difference get to do anything and everything.
I love going to camp every summer, so I love the mission behind Camp No Limits. We should support them in any way we can.
We are absolutely going to support them, and we've also provided a link to the Camp No Limits website in our episode notes. You can click on the link to make a donation to Camp No Limits. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 237, on prosthetics.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Juniper and Ava, for a very special episode topic suggestion. Join us next week when we will get curious about axolotls for listeners in Ontario, Canada, Missouri, and Washington. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.